The must-knows, the must-haves, and a rundown of all Magic Valley events happening today. It's Day Prep with Brock in the Morning on Hot 100 FM.
First, the pandemic in numbers. Last night, our total statewide number of cases went up to 2015, which is an increase of 31 cases since Wednesday night. The new cases reported yesterday, including those marked as probable, bring Blaine County's case count to 497, Twin Falls County to 181, Jerome County to 54, Kazzia County to 13, and Gooding County to 12. Lincoln County remains at 27 cases. Minidoka County remains at 11. Statewide, 17 of Idaho's 44 counties have evidence of community spread. There have so far been 63 COVID-19-related deaths in the state. 178 COVID-positive patients have been hospitalized. Of those 178, 75 of them have required admissions to the ICU. The good news is that so far 1,175 Idahoans have recovered from a COVID-19 diagnosis. Governor Brad Little's stay-home order expires today, and now we as a state move into the first of four stages in reopening. This first stage allows for churches, daycares, organized youth activities, and camps to reopen. Stage one will continue to prohibit visits to senior living facilities, jails, and correctional facilities. Stage two, which will get underway on May 16th, will allow restaurant dining rooms, indoor gyms, recreational facilities, and hair salons to reopen. Bars, nightclubs, and large venues like movie theaters will remain closed until the latter stages. The stage timelines include Stage 1's execution, which starts today, Stage 2 on May 16th, Stage 3 on May 30th, and then Stage 4 on June 13th. A quick reminder for parents with children entering kindergarten in the Twin Falls School District this fall, you'll need to submit your children's paperwork and enrollment online this year if you haven't done so already. You can do so by visiting tfsd.org or by clicking the link under the Bronco the Morning links at Hot100Now.com.
It's Day Prep. Everything you need to know to start off your day the right way with Brock in the Morning on Hot 100 FM.